up top. We're going up top. All the other formations, they surely have to stop. We're going up top. We're going up top. Jamie and Jordan, the bullshit never stops.
And a very big welcome back to this week's episode of One Up Top. Bohemians have sailed through unbeaten, unbroken still. However, there is an ultimate feeling of levelling out across the board in Dublin 7. Three draws on the trot, I think, possibly actually four draws on the trot now. Lack of goals across the league. Well, for us, more than anyone. But I'm delighted to be joined by Luke Sinnott this week. Luke, how are you getting on?
Not too bad, Jordan. Fairly fragile here after... A good day on the piss yesterday, so I'm fairly fragile.
Yeah, I can see that. All right. Pete won't be with us this week. He's to clear off some allegations, of course, doesn't he? Before he can come back on,
I
he's
think
clear his name.
He's doing a Hurling Blitz podcast tonight, I think, instead of
Yeah,
a Novice podcast.
a Hurling Blitz podcast. I think under sevens, under eight, I think it is. But
Yeah.
We might get him on again before the season ends. And this week's episode is once again sponsored and in partnership with McMillvers. McMillvers, who are moving for you. They're one of Dublin's most trusted movements and services. And if you need something reliable to move in Dublin, the top rated delivery team drivers produce high quality results that saves time, energy, and money. If you're looking to get anything moved, whether it be your wife, children, kids, or anything in the house, or even your company is moving businesses or properties, feel free to give us a shout or get on to McMillvers and we'll put you in contact with Emma. We call you a staunch Bowls fan. So, yeah, look, we thank them again for their partnership for the season. And, Luke, you'd probably want to be moving probably a few people out of Gaffney at this stage now in your fatherhood.
I've one person I'll definitely move out of the house. It's not the baby now, but it's the partner I'd move. I'd happily move out. So, if they could do a discount on her getting her out of the house, it'd be very much appreciated.
Yeah, absolutely. So, look, we'll see. Can you get you a discount for that? But we'll move on to some important things in our lives, which is quite sad for us, given our existence is only about 70 years on this planet. But Bohemians in Dublin. Look, we went up to a home to the dock a couple of weeks ago. I think me and your brother eyed up these three or four games of fixtures, looking at 10 points. Certainly hasn't been the case. I know we haven't lost, but there's a bit of feeling of leveling now. The dog game, I think we probably were lucky to get out of that game with probably the point.
Yeah, definitely. I think the Dock are the best team we've played this season. They battered us, like they absolutely bashed us, I thought. I think we started well and then just kind of fell off. But I was very impressed on Dock. Like I think the save Casper made after their goal was kept us in it now. But some of their players, I thought your man Burns for them was brilliant. And your man Aruby up top and he's even Buckle. Like Bucco ran the whole game in the second half. But yeah, no, I was very impressed on Dock. And I think over the like look at the results they're getting, the points against them isn't the worst result. Like they're after beating Pats and Shells now on the doubleheader this weekend. So yeah, I wouldn't say it's a good point, but it's like considering the way the game went, it was definitely not a bad result, like.
Yeah, Ruby, I was looking at him throughout the game and I've caught highlights of him a couple of times. It's someone I wouldn't mind seeing lined out in red and black.
He's very good player. He's only 17 as well. Like, Owen Kenny when he came on was very good as well. Like Daryl Horgan, they were definitely the best team that we've played, I think, in my opinion, this season anyway. So, they were decent. They've quality all over the pitch. Like, they've Tariq Wilson even playing, even the centre half. I know Cornwall didn't play, but I think the young lads playing centre half was very good. And even they were missing a few against us as well. I think A. Darvin was definitely suspended against us. So no, you'll take the point against them. Like I wouldn't necessarily say it was a bad result, but they are definitely a good side.
Yeah, and of course then we rolled into the doubleheader this weekend, sort of where these are the weekends your league position is almost given and told to you, but went up the trot on Friday and I think we switched a bit of a tree at the back. We had the Hawkeye view up in the bar upstairs, but it looked like we sort of switched a tree at the back to get in the ball a bit more, and the trot never really got out of their own half then from about the 30th minute onwards. And it's just a case of, I think the problem we're going to have until Douglas James Taylor gets back fit, if he does ever get fit again. But I think the writing on the wall is in terms of our inability to get goals from open play, and it's going to cost us, whether that be a league title or at worst, a top four position.
Yeah, I wasn't as lucky as you to have the bird's eye view from the bar. I was in the away end, and the view wasn't great yet. We had a really bad start. I don't know how we weren't maybe 2-0 down. The header that they said the half missed on the goal line. I think Brandon Kavanagh had a free kick from what looked like a, from my view, looked like a penalty when Flores took him down. They had a few great opportunities. And we did grow into the game, but yeah, it was just we started really sluggishly, really, really slowly. Then we did grow into it. But yeah, you're right. What we're saying there, but like, we're a bit tootless on attack, aren't we? Like it's
Yeah,
like
the two main
I
chances we
still
had
think
on
we could have been
two
there
main
all night.
chances we had on Friday was when the boy ran through, and it just like the ball spun the wrong way from him, and he went in on goal. But
Yeah,
Cody Wade.
in fairness to the void, I think he had about 70 yards to make up. Like he took the ball from well in our own half. I think the more annoying was Colin Whelan's one a couple of minutes
Yeah.
after.
If he gets that chance 100 times, Colly Whelan should be scoring that 100 times. The
Yeah, but
keeper
what I think is he never looked confident. Like now he ran from the halfway line, he never looked in control and. It just yeah, and now like and even if you look, I think he tried to dink it over the keeper. Like
it
there was no
went knee deep.
conviction. There was no conviction in him. Like
Yeah, I was watching it, and I watched it. It showed on the replays up in that bar 2 or 3 times, and I don't know if it was a dink, but if it was a dink, it was probably about waist height at most.
it
But
was
like at
like.
any stage, during that run in on goal, he could have chipped the keeper because he was in completely no man's land. Even when he saved it, he was nearly nowhere. It just happened to hit him straight in the legs.
It was like he was completely unsure on himself what he wanted to do, I think. Like he didn't it's like he kind of took it off course as well. I think he ran away from his natural movement, but I didn't fancy him at all. I kind of knew that he wasn't gonna score if you get me but they were the
Yeah.
two best chances in the whole game, like bar the header that Drogheda had early doors, but yeah, goals scoring goals is a really big issue now because we're not letting goals in. So scoring goals is a big issue for us. If you look at we scored about three against Rovers, four against Sligo. Other than that, every game has been one goal that we've won or drawn. And it seems it's the same old pattern. That we're what would you call it? We're huffing and puffing, but we're not getting goals. And even if you look at the Galway game, Hickey got the goal against Galway. Todd got the goal against Waterford. Our attacking players aren't scoring goals, so it is an
Yeah,
issue. Like it is, it's a massive issue. Like,
I think our only two goal scorers in the last 6 games are centre backs. Bar
yeah,
Reid
I mean
has scored that.
Colin Whelan two penalties.
Yeah, like so. I mean, I think, look, we'll touch on Waterford in a second, but you just look at goals. I know we all know how good Devoy is, we know how good Tierney is, but they've got 2 goals between them in 10 games. That's really not enough.
Yeah, what I will say about Tierney, I think he's dropped off a bit. Now, I know if a team are playing a low block, Tierney can't kind of work, can't play in that kind of, like he's no space to run into. I think Friday was the worst I've seen him. Even like small little things when he was getting the ball off the throw-ins, he was miscontrolling the ball and stuff. Now he's left out on Monday, obviously, but obviously, like if you look at it against Rovers or the teams that are kind go at us, like he's brilliant, but he's kind of ineffective if you're playing against a Sligo or a Waterford or that are just kind of pack men behind the ball, like so.
Yeah, it's what I noticed on Monday against Waterford is that we had Whelan, we had Moyers. Moyers had a good start first couple of games. I don't know if he's a bit sussed out or maybe that was just a bit of a hot flame patch and he was just bursting to get on the scene.
His end product would be, I think, very wouldn't be great. Like he'll beat three players and then
Doesn't get a set up.
scuff a shot. Like,
Doesn't seem to
yeah.
get his head up, but what I noticed a lot on the particularly the first half against Waterford, Everybody comes short for the ball. There's no midfielder and there's no winger willing to get in behind. Parsons looking
Yeah,
coming through
stretched.
looking for the ball.
I think Adam McDonald is the only player that wants to stretch teams. Like, he's the only person that's looking to run in behind. Like,
Yeah, he is that burst midfield, but like he's not going to, as much as we love McDonald, and that's not his
yeah, no, but
his
yeah,
role is not to
he,
get in behind and score a goal from midfield. That's your
yeah.
winger. That's your number 10 running behind. That's even maybe not a Dawson, but somebody has to be raking him behind. Like wait, Collie Whelan was coming short for everything. Moyers coming short. Parsons coming short. Vaughan
Although,
was coming short. And you're like, well, Grant, you're all coming short, but who's making that run behind to open up the space?
yeah, well, I don't. You're not going to get Colin Wheeler running in behind. That's not his game. Like, he will come and show defeat, like, and he'll try link the play. What I'll say about Wheeler, I think he's doing too much work. It unnecessary work, if you get me. He's basically everywhere bar the box. Like, he
Yeah.
seems to be like fucking like. Getting in mad, like, sometimes he's in our own half chasing balls. Like, I don't think he needs to be doing that work. If he, I think if he stayed a bit more central and didn't come for every ball, he might be a bit more effective. But I don't know. Like, it's like I can't put my finger on it. Like, we have the attacking players there. I don't know if it's a thing that there's teams we're too easy to play against now, and teams have kind of figured us out. But like, it just
Yeah.
seems to be a lot of huffing and puffing without. Like an end reward, basically. Like,
Yeah, like as you said, like we had that last maybe 5 10 minutes against Dundalk, where we huffed and puffed, throttled, we had them packed back. But at no stage did you go, "Fuck, we should have scored there." There was no great big chance. I know Hickey had a header on Friday, or on Monday, and we threw caution to the wind, pointing forward. Maybe that needs to happen.
Colin Whelan had a great header off the crossbar, on Monday. But like, it's all just get the ball out wide. Lob it into the box. We're not actually playing true teams, if you get me. Like,
Yeah, and I noticed that on Friday, the amount of balls that came in wide and into the box, I thought to myself, there's nobody winning the header against Conor Keating here in any world.
yeah, he's
Like,
an absolute beast, in fairness to him. Like, I think Drogheda sent him forward for every single, like, even if they got a, like, even if Denison was taking a fucking free kick from 10 yards in their own half, they were sending Keely up.
just to win it and get the second.
Yeah, just to win and get second balls. And even the, it's that the Bulger is a very big lad as well.
Yeah, and that was we put Hickey up front towards the end of the second half, but there was still too much side to side passing. There was no like just get the ball forward. He's
Yeah.
6 foot 6. He's going to get his head on one in every two at least, and so let's see where the ball lands. Like it kind of annoyed me. There's no caution to the wind. It
Very
felt like
frustrating.
they
Very
were.
frustrating. Like, you're saying that, Jordan, like, we were what making our way up to the halfway line. Basically, just to go back into the bar out, like, for full time. But like, just so much. It's the 95th minute. Just get the ball in the box. They're passing from Power to Flores, the Flores to pass back to Power. Just get the ball in the box. Like, it's very frustrating. Like,
Yeah, if you overhit it, you overhit it, but at least it's gone there and you're not knocking it around nonsensically waiting. That was a bit of bravery. It's just too much. That's all they do during the training. You don't abandon what you've been doing. I think you find a lot of that in the
yeah.
Premier League games where like teams will like Pep will never throw the ball into the box. Like
Yeah.
everything has to be deal with the right way. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But we're not at that level. So
It's
he's a 6 foot 6 man.
funny what you're saying about bravery there. So on Friday night, obviously we were getting kept in. So me and Ellie walked into the home end for the last 20 minutes because we didn't want to be kept behind. But in the last minute, like, we were basically, we're standing behind the dugout and you could just hear Detza and Stephen O'Donnell screaming at Darragh Power, going, "Be brave, be brave, be brave. Get into the box." So obviously, was it wasn't Shannon Mullen. Flores would have been on the left side. If a ball was coming across, he'd be at the back stick to maybe tap it in. That's what they're screaming at. Be brave, be brave, be aggressive. Like, and I don't think we are aggressive enough, maybe. Like,
No, I don't think. I think we probably are in terms of duels in the air and stuff like
yeah.
that. But I don't think there's a. They haven't got that bite about them around the middle of the park. Like the talk, we could probably talk about another fella now. Diallo, a few people said he played well, but he still doesn't look fit. To me, he feels like he runs fucking 5 miles per hour, and everyone else is running 100 miles per hour around him.
Yeah,
I just hope he's not on that
it's
basket
just that he's
here.
playing in slow motion. It.
Yeah, I thought that. Like people saying, oh, I thought he played very well. Yeah, he done a few nice fancy balls now, but He was overrun a lot. He was out ran a lot as well. Like when he was chasing balls 50-50, he was coming pace wise outside of it. And you don't get a second on the ball in League of Ireland. It's on top
No,
of
he
your
was. He
first season.
looked. He looked a bit lethargic. Now he is. He's neat and tidy on the ball, but I just thought like, I thought he slowed us down a bit. He was. It's like he was playing. Yeah, as I said, it's like he's playing in slow motion a bit. Like, and
Yeah.
you're right. We're saying he doesn't look fit at all. Like.
Well, to seriously question him, that's a case of like he's now what we probably 10 weeks since the season started,
Yeah,
or probably
9 weeks into the season, yeah.
more weeks into the season. Like ultimately, he should be up to fitness by now. I know I think the word was that he hadn't done anything basically in the off season. We saw him, but since then he should be well up to speed by now. I know there's a difference between match sharpness, fitness, and general fitness, but he looks physically unfit to me.
Yeah, I would be interested to see how the pairing goes this coming Friday without Devoy. Like, will he put Diallo in there? Like, instead of the void.
I would like to see the boy push up in that number 10 position.
Yeah.
And I said at the start of the season, there's a likelihood at some stage we'd see McDonnell and Diallo in the 6 and 8, and then we'll have Dawson in that number 10. And I'd like to see that now at this stage, the fact that we're just completely out of ideas in front of goal. When the ball gets into our forward playing around the box, we're clueless.
And that Dawson higher up the pitch will probably unlock teams, but even if you look at what we got the panel from, Devoy is a lot higher. Devoy gets the panel, but McDonald passes the ball to Devoy. Like, so McDonald is deeper than Devoy, and it's a great pass for McDonald to get the ball to Devoy. Obviously, Devoy gets taken down then. So, like, yeah, that is an option. Like, that probably takes Tierney out of the team, though, doesn't it? Like,
Well, you could play on wide because there's certainly no one on the wide position to
yeah.
stake that
I don't think Tierney's as effective out wide, but as well, we're lacking out wide as well. I just Connor Parsons just doesn't do it for me. Like, it's just his decision making is just so bad. I don't think I've known a ball spreader to frustrate me more than him. Because I think there is a player there, but his decision making, I think his cameo against Dundalk summed it up for me. Like, I don't think I've
That
ever seen
was
a worse cameo in
really,
my
really poor.
life. Oh, like he was.
That reminds me of a time Kaleem Simon came on against, I can't remember who he came on against, and he had literally the worst performance I'd seen in a bowl shirt. He's only a kid, but it was like this fella is clearly not at this level. And Parsons had a couple of games where he was doing well and probably smells himself a little bit.
I thought when he got the goal against Rovers that might kick him on, but he hasn't. Like, he just flatters to the sieve so much. Like, and it's like when he gets the ball, you're like, I'm saying in my head, like, you bags of pace, just knock it by the winger. I just knock, sorry, just knock by the fullback and run. Like, you're quicker than anyone else in this pitch. But he tries these stupid little dummies and fuck. Oh, he
Always
does my
puts
head
back
in, like.
in that cross, in swinging cross. I don't know if it's look, it's fair with my tactical knowledge and your tactical depth, but
Well, speak for yourself, Jordan.
well, I suppose you did score on Daily Mount in actual game. But it's a case to be said for fucking switching the wingers to actual rather than invert the wingers to outside wingers.
Yeah, I'm not too
Maybe.
sure. I don't really know. And like, Harry Vaughan hasn't really done it either, has he? Like,
No, he looks weak physically.
he
He doesn't
doesn't
look
look.
very
Yeah, he
good.
doesn't look like he has the athleticism for it,
And
really.
the League of Ireland isn't exactly the blood and thunder league for physicality, like.
He just yeah, like I like, even in the first game against Rovers, he looked very good. But just yeah, and like, but Dale Rooney's a massive miss. Like, he's really like. Can tell that we haven't had him in the last, what, 4 or 5 games. Like,
Yeah, hopefully. I think I'm not sure. Again, there's a few questions in here, and we'll probably go through them. There is a lot of injury questions. The usual suspect, in particular, got a good mention. Has anyone questions Douglas James Taylor's mental health because he's not physically injured? I said this. I'm not sure how much of this is in his head and he can't play. I don't know. The thing is, we were kept so in the dark about it. We heard before the season started that he was going to be out for like 6 to 8 weeks. He appears for one game and we haven't seen him then for basically 6 to 8 weeks. We don't know how far he'll be off. You get told he's 50-50 on Friday. I'm not sure if anything went out on Monday to say if he was going to be a contender or not, but
He was
he's clearly
able
not.
to support on Monday.
He was available.
No, he was unavailable.
So, like, how do you go from being 50-50 on Friday to completely unavailable on the Monday?
Like, this might sound a bit extreme now, but like my view on it, like what I think, I would cut ties with him now. Like I would pay him out of his contract and get someone in, because like how many games has he played since we signed him?
I think
Like
he's played 10.
he, yeah, like that's, and like he can stay fit, and he's probably one of our highest earners as well. Like, and he's unreliable. Like his injury record is poor with Drogheda, and now he's just followed that in. Like, so like, you're right what you're saying. Some of it might be in his head. Like, it might be in his head. Like, he's like, how can you play, what, he played 60 minutes for, against Sligo, and then just hasn't been seen since. And then like you hear this, oh, he'll be back after the international break. We're now 3 games in after the international break. It'll be three or two or three, 2 games in, and he's
Yeah.
just walking around the stand. Like, it's, we're not getting, like, he's not that good of a player that we can be that patient
Can't
with.
afford to lose him.
Yeah, but he's not that good of a player that we can be like, all right, Grant, when we get him back, he's gonna bang 10 goals in. We get him back for one game, he's probably could be goosed again for next, for another 10. So like, I think we seriously need to be thinking about getting another striker in. I think we might have missed the boat on Perio, who's signed for Galway.
It all depends a lot, but definitely during this season. I remember I was chatting to someone at the Open Drawdown, and they said basically James Taylor is essentially a perfectionist in his lifestyle. Like, I'm being clearly exaggerating here, but like he'll only wear certain shoes because it's how it affects his physicality, and he'll only wear certain flip-flops around the house to make sure he's getting forward, like all the sort of like how to be 100% a footballer. But if you're not going to be 100% of a
It's a,
footballer,
that will show you that's a mental thing with him, like.
yeah, so that to me, like, who was that? I think it was Stephen Gerrard said it in his book that basically he had to beg, or he had to beg Lewis, sorry, not Lewis, Daniel Sturridge to play games for Liverpool during the title charge that year, and the complete opposite, they had Suarez, who was going in with holes in his legs and his arms and his back, and he played through anything.
Sturridge wouldn't play unless he was 100% fit. If there was any kind of niggle, he would just jack it. Like, so yeah, it probably is a mental thing, but we can't be carrying these fellas. Like, and like, as much as I love Colin Wheeler, but he's not designed to play every game. He's had his injury problems himself, so he's not designed to play week in, week out, Friday, Monday. Like, and
No,
you can even see,
two
you'd
ACLs
even
will
see,
tell you that, like.
yeah, against Shells in Talca, like you could see Whelan was in the second half was absolutely gassed. He was bollocks, and I don't think Reynolds trusts Hugh Martin enough to be putting them on. So like, we've no backup there. Like, so
Yeah,
it's definitely something that needs to be addressed, because we
I
just
think
can't
when
rely on.
I think on Friday, a pen Sligo who are basically the worst team in the league. Like, they're gonna go down. Like everything will tell you, they're gonna go down this year. They don't look like they've goals in them. Like I think we have to be starting Struts up front with Whelan, or Martin up front with Whelan, and
Yeah,
like
and
Cole with the ball.
I was probably a bit, I thought Strode's, from the bits I'd seen from last year, was a number 9, but I think Reynolds fancies him more of a number 10 or a winger. Like, so like we like you need to be going, like I'd be going 2 up top on Friday. Like,
Yeah, also I'd be going with Struts up front, or you Martin up front, and
yeah.
we need players up front, or maybe it's a case where you throw Hickey up front and Hickey's your man, the second keeper.
I've seen people say that, but like Hickey and Todd are the best partnership in the league. I wouldn't be taking them.
I don't disagree with that, but given the game and who we're playing, Sligo, they
Yeah,
can't score. I don't know if Sligo can meet.
but with that, Jordy, they're bringing Keane Byrne or Lee Cavan in from the cold. They haven't really kicked the ball all season. They could be fucking, like, I wouldn't be splitting Todd and Hickey up. Like Hickey could be an option if there's 20 minutes to go, but I wouldn't be getting too drastic with something like that. Like,
Yeah, true. But I definitely in the main games understand the coldness of them coming in. But I think maybe could it end up being the case in the 60th minute that happens?
yeah, the more like more likely it will be. As I said to you earlier on, like Friday has another model to be nil-all draw. Like that, we just can't break Sligo down. But the one thing I think we definitely need to win on Friday, going in to the Rovers game. I think we need a win before we go up to Tallaght, just to kind of stop the rot of draws
Yeah, definitely agree with you there. Greg Malloy, should DJT have to wait a season to get? It's not fair. He gets to watch the games for free, and the rest of us have to pay in. You'll always get a reply from Greg for this. It's never an actual question. It's more of a humorous comment. But yeah, again,
I have to agree with him there, though. He should have a season ticket.
yeah. Someone asked, can the shop get in bounty bars? I don't work for the club. Luke, you could probably do some things in the background. And I know you've got close ties to the girls in the shop, so maybe you can get them involved. Should we
It's
be?
only it's only merchandise I buy. I'm a bit of a sad act for buying Bowls jerseys, but confectionery sweets, I wouldn't have a clue about it. I don't think I ever bought a chocolate bar in daily amount of my life.
Yeah. So should we be tapping up Georgie in the summer? I don't know where even he is, but we knew
He's
I
in
think
Car.
we knew he was
He's
striker.
at Carlisle. I think Carlisle are going to get to the playoffs, and I'm fairly sure he got a 3-year deal with Carlisle recently enough. I would like, yeah, like wouldn't be a bad show, but I think we definitely need to be looking at another option there, like.
Yeah, definitely. Like 90% of the comments, I'm not going to go through them all, are literally DJT, striker issue, clearly no goals, blah, blah, blah. Another one here from John O'Neill. Is it time to resurrect the Bowls.com form? Wasn't perfect. Let alone form fan discussions you don't get in social media today. I think, wasn't it? Was it Luke that was sort of keeping that going? I could be wrong there. I think it was Luke that was keeping that goal for a while. I think at some stage it was probably just Finglas Deco and two or three others just arguing 24/7.
I used to
So
log on. I don't think I'd log in, but I remember used to. I remember Pete was mad for it, so I used to always kind of scroll down and just look at some of the threads. But it's probably a bit before my time, like.
yeah, it would have been before my time, but I remember as a kid, like you'd see Finglas Deco and you'd be happy to get a shout out around that 3 or 4 in the morning after being beaten by Monaghan United. It was worth its weight in gold, but yeah, I think forums are long past now. I think Twitter and the Facebook group sort of take over people's anger and mental instabilities. Few other questions here that we'll have to go through on Instagram today. It's mad how it's so quiet when we're winning. The second there's a bit of a rough patch. Fucking hundreds of messages, people flying in.
Yeah, people.
George, sorry, you went ahead.
No, go on.
It's Jordan Smith wants the MBB out. That was more of a
I would,
statement than a
what,
question.
yeah, well, I want the drum out anyway.
Drums on the outlets.
That drum was doing my head in up in Drogheda on Friday, but
Reece Kane, will we ever win or lose again? Which is completely contrasted to this time last year where we thought we'd never draw a game again. It's funny how that's flipped.
it is, and you have to kind of look at some kind of perspective. If you, like this time last year, if I'm, I could be wrong, but did we have seven defeats and 2 wins? Was that our first opening 9 games last year? Was we beat?
I think
Because I
we've
know
three
we
wins and six defeats.
six, the 3 and 6. We beat Rovers, we beat Waterford, and we beat Sligo.
I think that's right, yeah.
Yeah, and
Yeah,
then
that's
we
right.
lost 6. So like a bit of perspective here. Like I think people are having a bit of a mini meltdown here. Like we've kept. What's the 7 clean sheets in 11 games? Is that correct? Yeah.
That'd be right, yeah, when we
And
consider
the
we've been
only
quiet.
unbeaten team in the league. So like it's like people are jumping to a bit of conclusions here because we're not scoring a few goals, but we're not too bad.
There's a few people, if we don't beat Sligo, does Rennie have to go? I know Gavin Richardson was calling for his head last night. I'm not sure if that was the few Guinness he had with me. But another Sean Dempsey said he knows his frustration, but they have to back team and not Bill. I don't Was there a Bill on Friday? I don't think there was.
There's a few bills against the dock, and which I thought was very, very out of line. Like,
Well, I think it was more moans and groans.
yeah, and as well, but like, there was a few moans and groans at half time up and draw as well. But like, people need to realize this, and we're still unbeaten here. Like, and like, fucking like any team that goes up to draw is gonna be under that pressure. Like, we came out the other side of it, and we did push, and probably didn't create enough, but that like. There is a bit of like you have to have a bit of just look. Look, if we got Europe last year after the start we had, we're in a decent position this year.
Yeah, Bohemian villain, typical Rennie ball, little idea on how to break a team down, playing 10 behind the ball. Playing with a team playing 10 behind the ball. I think we sort of touched on that already. It is do look over ideas. Again, this is probably down to just a lack of options up front and
Yeah, but that goes across every level of football. Like, a low block is very, very hard to break down. Like, and like there's not much you can do, but like
Yeah,
we still do need to be. Obviously, we need to
and
be.
a well-known Irish rugby journalist has asked, will we ever score a goal from open play again? I'm just trying to think, what goal did we score from open play this season?
Patrick Hickey header against Galway.
True, yeah.
No, Dundalk. Patrick Hickey against Dundalk.
He scored, was that in a corner?
No. No, it wasn't. It was a short pat. It was a short free kick to Flores to Strauss. Strauss whipped it in.
That's the
So,
kind of set piece, though, isn't
no, absolutely not. A set piece is a free kick or a corner. Cross into the box isn't a set piece. So
it?
that well-known journalist needs to look up in the stats there.
Still, that not even like the Voice goal against Derry. That was a free
Free
kick.
kick, yeah.
Sam Todd header free kick, or for sorry, corner. Whelan penalty. We are struggling from open play.
Hickey against Galway. The one against Dundalk, I think, is the.
Hickey against Galway. Yeah, so the one against the dog, that's it is a poor return over the course, and that's where we're struggling. I know. Look, I was looking at this table yesterday. It seems like we scored all the goals from set plays, but I think we're fairly low down on the table in like goals from set plays. I think that Shells fiend, Niall Worthing, I think it could be his name. He's an
Loser,
absolute,
absolute loser. He lives. He
yeah.
lives beside me. An absolute loser.
Yeah, he's got those mad stats up. Quite enjoyable if you're a football fan that's into that. Chippy is another one of those losers too. Hopefully get Chippy on now in the next while and he gives a good breakdown. But he's got to be
I think
tomorrow.
if you look at right, so Sligo, Whelan got a penalty against Sligo. But the two other goals weren't set plays. And then
Robert then was probably the only game I can really
there
think of.
was no, Whelan got a penalty against Rovers. So there was two that weren't from set plays. So that's four. I think we've only scored 11 goals, have we?
Yeah, I think we only have nil all for sorry 4-0 against Sligo, so you can probably rule out that game. Let's just take that game out of the equation. So away to Derry, the boy got the free kick. That was a set
Yeah.
piece. Home to Rovers, Parsons got the run through one goal. Whelan scored a penalty and Tierney in the 87 minute. Then away to Waterford was a Sam Todd header. Home to
Yeah.
Galway was a corner for Hickey.
Patrick pa pa Patrick Hickey header,
Yeah, so not a goal against Shells. A goal for Hickey against Dundalk, and
yeah. Penalty
nil all against Stratford, and a penalty
on
against.
Monday night.
So, like, but this stuff feeds into our inability to create chances. And thank God we can just say we've got a fucking great defense this year, probably the best
Yeah.
defense in the league.
Yeah,
But look,
without, I think without doubt, I think the we conceded four goals in the next one.
yeah. So
Could
look, that's.
be packed maybe on seven or eight maybe.
Yeah.
But the I think the worrying thing is that there's only two teams, maybe three, that have scored less than us, and it's Waterford, Sligo, and Drogheda.
Yeah, and that's again, it all just boils back to the nothing up front, and we should be scoring more from midfield, in my opinion. I know you can't rely on strikers to score in every game, so like Devoy needs to chip more, Tierney needs to chip more. Our wingers, one goal between them. Fucking Parsons scored a leading goal and he's got fucking 20 videos up on YouTube and TikTok. So, I think we've a lot to fucking ponder on before the transfer window, because I'd be calling that young buck back from Cove before I'd be fucking anyone else.
Well, I only see he only came on for Cove at the weekend. I don't know, they played on Friday night and he only came on. Now, I don't know if he played against Cork or not, but he scored against Longford. I know Reece Brennan scored against Longford for Cove, so I don't know if he's the answer either. I think like.
No, but he's not afraid to run it behind or run at
Yeah.
players, which I think Parsons doesn't. I don't think he has the confidence, and obviously ability or confidence, but everything Parsons does needs him to cut back or pass it back to the fullback at this moment in time.
Yeah. But the
More
pass on to the fullback or
defending.
just go to the end line, make a bad decision, give the ball away, I think is
Yeah,
because I.
Moyer's a bonus to him. He goes at players. He's not afraid to, but I just feel like he never has his head up. Every time his head is down, and it just takes too much of everything.
Yeah.
But that's that. And across the league, Luca, before we touch on the Sligo game Friday, we'll just look across the league. And the European hangover for Shelbourne is very much on the swing. And I know there's a few injuries too. And but that and Derry, they're really, really in a poor position. And it's probably a bit more frustrating for us, even that we can't be a bit more clearer at them, never mind, or Pats or Rovers. Like,
Yeah, Big time, but like we're only 7 ahead of Shells, and Shells have had a few awful results. I think Shells are giving away fucking awful goals. I'm fucking delighted for Shells as well, but Derry seem to be a fucking mess. And I think this is said before. I think you said this before. I think we need Tierney Lynch to stay in that job as long as possible, so we can get a good enough lead in them. I see
There will be
Michael
a time
Dusty's
and
out
a
for
and a
him.
probably, there will be a
Michael
time and
Dusty's
it
out for a
probably
month
won't be.
now.
It won't be under Tierney Lynch, but there'll be a time when someone comes into Derry and they'll win 6, 7, 8 games in a row.
Yeah, I think we'll know. The only thing that Duffy is injured now, so that's going to hold him back. So hopefully, when we go up there, I think we're up there in a few weeks, Duffy will still be injured. I think McLean might be struggling a bit. But yeah, but like I think the league is so tight, and like a 7 point gap that we have in Shells, he could blink and that could be fucking 3 points. Like, so it's.
Like if we have them, like if you've played them, I don't know if the fixtures ahead of us, but if you played the Monday Friday game and you lost the Shells on Friday and you lose again on the Monday and Shells win that Monday game, all of a sudden that's a 1 point lead, like it's
Yeah, your
nothing.
banjo. Yeah, I looked at it. See if we had won the two games on the Friday, Monday, just gone. I think we'd be something like, I could be wrong here. We could be 5 points clear at the top of the league. Like
Yeah,
now,
we'd be 4 points clear anyway.
4 points clear. Now we're just down a goal difference. So like, yeah, you blink and it's just like what lead you think you had is gone. But I still
Especially
think,
this time of year because you've got double headers. Like
yeah.
this time of year, like the next April and May is sort of when you'll find out what you're challenging for or what you
Yeah.
should be challenging for. Like we
But
had an eight
that.
point lead over Shells and Pats around June last year, and it was like they were forever trying to catch us with that, despite us nearly losing every other week.
I think we were 13 ahead of Shells at one point last year.
Yeah, well,
They,
that's
but.
probably not wrong.
There's a famous saying that they reckon the League of Ireland is won in May, because there's
Yeah,
so many games in May.
it's all
So
front loaded.
yeah, so like I just think this coming Friday, obviously Pats are playing Rovers. If we could beat Sligo, I don't know who Shells have, but like I don't think Shells are convinced. I wouldn't fancy Shells to win any game now.
There's a way to go with this Friday.
Away to go, and Galway are flying. Galway do what two wins back to back on the Friday Monday there,
Yeah. They pulled themselves out of a big hole.
and like I think O'Brien could be fucking gone by the end of the season.
Duffer back in charge.
I don't fucking know, no. Like, but like, I think that's obviously that little bounce they had last year was a new manager bounce. I think he's starting to get found out now. Like they haven't won a target, and they
Haven't
can
won a
see.
target this season,
Have
man.
more talk of this year, and they're conceding a
East have
sudden
only
amount of
been and
goals.
gone.
Like, yeah, so like, oh, I think he is a fraud. I know that myself. He's a fraud, but
I know that myself.
yeah, no, he is. He's a fucking wanker. But like, I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't see the season now.
No, neither would I. And I can't imagine if Shells will probably need European football to keep up with what they're
Ah,
spending.
big time, yeah, big time, yeah, and like. Like we were blessed last year with fourth. Fourth might not necessarily do it this year. Like,
No, particularly if. Anyone come in the cup, like we've seen this, like Drogheda won it a couple of years ago, knocked Derry out. But like Derry were in a title race, a two-horse title race for the whole season. Even with 3 games to go, they were in a title race and they managed to finish outside European places, like technically.
yeah.
So yeah, you can't really bank on it. Even last year, I know. Look, if we weren't celebrating Rovers in the cup, we were celebrating Bowes getting into Europe, and it a little jolly up for us at long last. And so we only qualified for Europe twice in the last 14 years, I think it is, and both times during COVID. So we've overlong due our little our holidays
No,
now. Now, as we
we're well
speak,
due.
Trump is threatening to nuclear bomb Iran. So I'm not too sure we'll
Well
see Europe this year either.
due. My brother Adam was only saying to me, he's going, I can guarantee you this year we're in Europe. This war is going to fuck us up. We won't be able to go away.
But it wouldn't surprise me. We everything we fucking we just don't get what we just well we probably don't deserve. We're bad human beings, but. Yeah, look, well, that's the league wrap up there. I don't foresee us when the league, sadly, people, and I'll be a few people, a few pessimistic bowls will be online.
Nah.
Delighted to hear that. Chippy will be still talking about staying up, but I think we just need to get 3 points in the board this Friday against Sligo, Luke. I think we have to get back in the race.
The old famous cliche, take every game as it comes. But I think, yeah, I just think Friday is so big after because of the fixtures that are preceding that. Like just I'm just being a bit of a bit negative here. But imagine if you weren't to win on Friday. I think is it Tallaght and Richmond back to back then?
Tallaght and Richmond back to back. I'm not
Back to
sure
back,
which
and then
order.
Derry, and then Derry at home, was it?
It's yeah. You're sorry. We're away to in Tallaght Friday week, and then we go to Inchicore, and
Yeah,
then we are home to Derry,
home to Derry. Yeah, so
and
like you
home to
need to be,
Shields
yeah.
on the Monday after.
Yeah, so like you need, I think you need to be going into the game up in that fucking that little shithole Tallaght. You need to be going into that after beating Sligo, and like I think you don't necessarily need to beat Sligo convincingly. Just get back to winning ways.
Yeah.
I would love to see us win on Friday without Dawson. Because he's obviously suspended, so like, see that we can do things without him.
Yeah, he loves the yellow card and fairness.
Yeah,
You probably get a 2-game suspension throughout the season. That's how it works, isn't
he
it?
will
You get
definitely
two.
get he will definitely get 10 yellow cards this season. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I think the slate clears at some stage, whether he
It
gets the fair.
clears after is it clear after the midway through the season, I think. So
Yes.
after the next round of fixtures, it clears. Now my
Still
sister's
banking to get
bloke
5
used to
yellows
work
in
my
that time.
sister my sister's bloke used to work for the FAI, and he was trying to tell me yesterday that because he was booked against Waterford yesterday, he was going to be suspended for Rovers game. So I think I texted you this morning saying he was suspended for Rovers, and I wasn't having a mental breakdown, but I think it's going to be a Sligo game, so happy days.
Yeah, and although the FAI worked terribly. I think it's sharpened up a little bit. There's times like you'd be waiting on a week to hear about how long you'd be suspended for.
Yeah.
You get a red card on a Monday, or you play a Friday, and you wouldn't serve like the following suspension for another couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It was erratic
What
for a couple of years.
he was saying to me was because it was a double week this week, it takes a week to process it or something. So
Yeah.
I woke up in a disheveled state this morning with a text off him saying he'd be suspended for the Rovers game. So I was nearly about to throw myself off the balcony this morning, but now it's okay.
Yeah, well, we'll cross that bridge when it comes to it, but we do have Sligo on Friday. What do you expect the line out to be?
Oh, geez, I would go with the same back four: Mullen, Power, Hickey, Todd, Casper, and Gold. I don't know. McDonald, Diallo, Tierney.
I wouldn't be against giving it to Sligo. I wouldn't be against a bit of creativity in the left forward position. I wouldn't mind Flores sitting in left back.
Yeah, the one thing I say about Shannon Mullen, he's brilliant defensively, but he offers very little going forward.
He is a centre back, we portray it.
But maybe Flores in midfield with Diallo. Oh no, Flores and McDonald maybe, and then Tierney ahead of them. I'd like to see two up top. Like remember we played two up top against Sligo in the Showgrounds in the second game of the season, and we were brilliant. But look, we just haven't got a second striker, so I don't know if we can necessarily do that. Yeah,
Yeah.
I don't know. The thing thrown off me is that Dawson won't be in the team, so he's gonna try tweak it a bit. So I don't really know. And in terms of our wide players, I don't know. No one's really doing it out wide, so I wouldn't. I don't really know. I could probably name the back
Back
four.
boys.
Yeah, back five. Once again, the midfield. I don't know. I would definitely go Adam McDonald and Flores maybe or Diallo. I have no idea.
If it
The
was
fact
me, I'd be going. I'd play Ferrara's left back. I'd have McDonald and Diallo in the middle. I know you're probably leaving a lack of options off the bench, but we shouldn't need options off the bench against Sligo home.
you might put maybe Strode and Whelan as a two
Yeah,
up top.
I think he has to change something this week.
Yeah.
I think he has to, make them think, or even make Rovers and Pats think, what are we going to do in a week's time? More so, like, if we roll out and we do fucking 4-2-3-1 and it stinks up the gaff again, we fall over the line in the 1-0 win. I know you said that 3 points is all that matters, and you're right to a degree, but we have to show a bit of something different for us to go win as a fan base and with a bit of belief into these next 4 or 5 fixtures are against the teams who we need to be not losing to.
Yeah, you need to be, what would you say? We need to be aggressive and going for the game, like so. But like, Like Whelan is gonna play up top. You know, if someone goes up there with him, maybe even put Myers up there with him and try get in behind, try stretch Sligo and get in behind him. I actually genuinely don't know. It's probably the one team that I probably couldn't call. Now saying that you can never call Reynolds teams, but I just think,
Anything up.
yeah, I just think the fact that Devoy won't be in the team. I don't know who the two midfielders, the three midfield will be. But I think Adam McDonald will definitely be one of them, and Tierney will be one of them. So it's either going to be Flores is in left full, Flores be in midfield. If Mullen goes left full, Flores will go in there.
Yeah, well, I think it would end up with Dawson and McDonald in the middle, because I think he sort of gave Diallo a bit of rope and he didn't take his opportunity. I don't think he took his opportunity. Other people think he had a great game.
Yeah,
But
like I don't know, but Moyer's out wide. Unless he goes Tierney out wide and puts Vaughan in, but I don't think Vaughan has done enough to get back-to-back starts. Oh, geez, this is actually very tough. I don't know what way he will go, but I think he needs to be going very, very, very attacking, because I think Sligo will definitely are going to come to Daly Mount and just
sitting in for their league.
try get a draw, or try sneak a win. Well, obviously they won't have McManus on Friday, which is a good thing for us. And I don't actually know how Sligo have been playing. I knew they got battered by Pats last Friday, and they drew with Derry. So like, you just need to win the game, I think.
Yeah, but I don't think any of us have any expectations on Dublin James Taylor reappearing anyway.
No,
Which makes sense.
he won't be near the team. Like, you can guarantee you won't see him for like. Oh,
Maybe the Maybank holiday.
I don't even know at this point, Jordan, when the next time we'll see him is, but
It's because of the lack. Someone made a comment. It's a lack of communication, and I know they're entitled to keep it in house, and they don't want certain stuff getting out, and blah blah blah. But as a fan base, when you like, this is all well and good, and we're winning every week. We're not losing, but like, it's now getting frustrating that we're not winning again. So
yeah.
people like to nitpick things all the time.
Like, in fairness, it could be a bit of a left wing shell, but maybe throw Hugh Martin in and try him for an hour, because like he has a good pedigree. He's after like he was away with the 17s there to qualify for the World Cup, and
But
he
he's up for
obviously
now.
has good ability. So like Sligo at home would be you would think the ideal opportunity to see if he's at the level. Now I know he came on against Dundalk, he looked bright enough. So like, there's no point
Yeah.
in like having him in squads if you don't think he's ready to start. And what did Reynolds say? Was it after the Rovers game that he
He
shat
said he
himself?
bottled it.
Yeah, he bottled it. So look, why not put him in beside Whelan and see him?
Yeah.
Because Sligo is the game that Sligo at home is the game that you would because he's hardly going to throw him in next week in Palace. So maybe go with Martin. No, he probably won't, because but it
Well,
is
look,
an ideal opportunity for him.
If he plays on Friday and let's say all done well, he pops up and he scores a goal, that's a perfect setup then to have him ready to bring him on tally.
Big time. And like if you look at like it could be very similar to Michael Noonan. Like no one thought he was ready, and Bradley just fucked him in. So you won't know until you put him in that scenario to know if he's ready or not. Like, so it could be a fairly left wing shout, but like
They're certainly
left
wouldn't be
field,
against it given how well Brady is,
left
yeah.
field, sorry, not left wing,
Yeah,
left field shout, but like,
just
yeah,
think of
you wouldn't
Parsons
know
on your
that.
mind all the
Yeah.
look, we've been on here long enough rambling. I'd say people are sick. If whoever's left listening at the minute,
Yeah.
look, we're running again. Thank everyone for tuning in. If you're online, don't be afraid to hit the share button on or the retweet button online. I'm thanking McMovers again for the sponsorship. Anyone needs anything moved around the country, whether it be human trafficking, football trafficking, maybe you might be able to shift out Douglas James Taylor if you can't get yourself in for your McMovers.
Get
But
Douglas James
give
Taylor
me
fuck out of here, please.
a shout for anything. And it's currently on the way to the house in Dunboyne to unpack his
Yeah.
stuff or repack it. But yeah, thank them very much. And Luke, I'll get a score ahead of Friday's big game. Every game's a big game.
I am going to go 3-1 Bows. I think we will concede. I think I'm going to say we're going to go 2-0 up, and then Sligo will score, and then we'll kill it off late on. I'm going to say Colin Whelan, let's get two, and Just gonna give Finglas Rowe a shout out there. Me and him are gonna back Patrick Hickey again, and he's gonna be first goal scorer.
I had Hickey 40-1 to score the third goal in the 18th minute. And then that keeper pulled off that save.
I had him against Dundalk. He'd done the business for me, and me and Kev Dennehy were gonna back him against Galway, but we were on a stag and we were fairly sharped up, and we forgot to back him, and he scored, and I woke up and I'm a fucking AWOL. So I'm gonna
Yeah.
say Patrick Hickey first goal scorer, and we win 3-1.
Yeah, I'm gonna go tell you what, if we do something different, show something different about us, I'm gonna go 3-0. I think if we can, oh, surely there has to be a performance in us somewhere. The goals have to be there, they have to
Would
be waiting.
you would you a good convincing win, I think?
Yeah, and I can hopefully start this. I'm gonna go 3-0. I'll go mail. But Luke, thank you for your time
No
this week.
problem, Jordan.
Wrap up
Anytime.
a few guests lined up in the coming week, so something a bit different on route, I do hope. So yeah, as we do every week, Luke, come on the fucking balls.
Mind the big club.